Log Talk Radio.
Thank you.
guys. This is Wardell Fives Jr., and Lord have mercy. I got to tell you, it is crazy. The stress is high. I got to work out because the stress will kill me. That's why Solar has to dance today because, man, oh, man, I got to tell you guys, it is crazy what's been going on around here this morning. I got stepped on by my horse again, and then I come into the studio before the show, and my computer decides on its own that it's going to do an update, a master update. So it's updating everything. I'm going crazy, running around. And, man, oh, I tell you, God is good, though, and he's faithful, and I'm so grateful for who he is to me and how he has blessed me with my amazing friends, Greg and Astrid. Love you guys so much, and thank you, guys. We look forward to hanging out today with our special guest, Luke. Luke is in the house, you guys. So Setto, S-E-T-T-O, from the U.K. Man, oh, man, that brother has got something going on, and we're really going to be blessed today, chopping it up with him. I'm telling you, he's talented. He's got it going on. And so thanks to my associate producer, Greg, for making that happen. We appreciate him very, very much, very much. So, anyway, I hope you guys are good. How's everything been going so far? You guys, everything's okay? You've been blessed? You had a great week? It is the weekend. It's the Solar Weekend. I call it here at Solar Records Radio, the Solar Week. And just listen, I did some investigating yesterday. My microphone sounds like it's muted or something. I'm not sure what that's about, but it's very frustrating, and I got to get that fixed because that we can't have that. And it just sounds muffled. It's not clean, you know, and I need it to be clean. I need it to be nice and crystal clear, all right? So listen, we want to get going, and I want to give you an idea of what I'm talking about when I talk about Luke. Oh, my goodness gracious. I am a big fan, obviously, so I hope that you become a big fan, just like me. We're going to get this going. We love you guys and appreciate you guys so much. And thanks for always hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. The day is an hour earlier, and we're very, very good. Thank you, Esther, for that. She says I'm crystal clear. But, you know, it's just weird because when I listened to, I compared it to the music, and the music sounds much stronger. So we got to figure that out. And so that's what we're working on. This weekend, we'll get it taken care of. So by Tuesday, when we do our show with our Bed the Phoenix, this is it. I'm hoping that it will be fixed and we will be blessed. All right, guys. So here he is, my man Luke. And this is called Lockdown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it goes a little something like this.
Give it up for my brother. That is awesome, and I'm so proud and just so excited to bring Lucas Seto on the line right now. Lucas, are you there, my brother?
I'm here, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Sound like a little keyboard in front of you there. What's going on, man?
I was turning you up so I could hear you loud and clear. But yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, listen, you are, you know, you're very special. You have a gift. And I want you to be able to share that amazing gift with us because, I mean, I love this song. I love your voice and your style. So why don't you just take a moment and let the people know who you are and how you got started with this amazing gift that's been given to you.
Okay, well, thank you for the platform, Ward. I really appreciate it, and it's great to be on your show. Thank you, sir. I've been singing for a little while now. I've been in the game for a while, but it wasn't, you know, a lot of people say, oh, yeah, well, I've been singing since I was 2 years old, this, that, and the other. For me, it was, a lot of singers I meet have been singing pretty much their whole life. For me, I didn't realize I could actually sing until well into my teens, because I was always, sport is my thing. I love football. Over there, you call it soccer. I love soccer and I love athletics, running, sprinting and stuff. So that was what I wanted to be when I was younger, when I was a kid. Music, it's always been there. I've always loved music because my dad was a DJ. So I used to listen to all the, you know, the classic soul and all sorts of music. You know what I mean? I was blessed to have that when I was young. But yeah, it was it came to a little bit later. So when I was in school, out of spite, because I was so good at my sports, I chose to do music. So I blagged my way onto my music course. I learned 4 chords on the guitar and managed to get onto the course and then ended up writing a song. And it kind of went from there, studied at college and then started writing my own material. So, yeah, it was later on in my teens that I actually really started to take music seriously. So and from then, yeah, started my journey. I started to do some live stuff. I met a guy, a UK singer, soul singer called Omar. I don't know if you guys know of Omar. started to do some gigs with. And yeah, the rest is history. I just start, you know, keep pushing and keep persisting in this game that I love so much, but it's so difficult to break through. You know what I mean? It's a tough one to crack.
Well,
yeah,
first of all, let me just go back. I'm gonna just go back with you for just a sec. Soccer. Oh my God, I'm so glad you clarified that. When you said football, you know, of course, over here in America, we think football is football, not soccer. And so when you, but soccer, you play soccer, dude, you know, I would not, that get, you have to have so much oxygen endurance. I can't get it. I don't get it how these guys are doing that. That is crazy. So you used to do that?
Yeah, that was what I wanted to do. Yeah, I played semi-professional for a good few years. Yeah, but soccer endurance is something different. You have to be really fit to do that. Yeah, so
I would think anybody that did soccer would be able to run long distance in track, right?
Yeah, but I used to do sprints, so I didn't like long distance.
Me too. I used to sprint too. I was on a track team as well. So that's cool. All right, cool. So anyway, I would get back to your music, man. So was there anything specific in terms of as far as artists that like made you go, whoa, I want to do that, and or I really admire what they're doing. They're really good at it. I mean, who were the ones that inspired you?
Well, as a kid, it was Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson's music. I know there's always a lot of controversy when you mention Michael Jackson now with all the, you know, the other stuff that's going on. I won't go into it, but as a musician and a performer, he's my idol. I love what Michael Jackson did, and every time I hear any of his tracks, especially the early stuff, I mean, Off the Wall is my favorite album of all time. So I guess from early on, it would be Michael and the Jackson stuff. I used to listen to it constantly when I was a kid. So yeah, he was, he very much inspired me to do music. And then when I was, you know, in adolescence, I guess Eric Benet, I used to love listening to Eric Benet when I was younger as well. So, he's a legend. Yeah, so a lot of people very much inspired me to do music, for sure.
So were you listening to the Michael of the 80s, 70s, 80s, or 90s, or you know, what year were you? What did you get into Michael?
So, obviously, like I said, my dad was a DJ, so he had all the classics. So he had Off the Wall on vinyl. So I used to listen to it. We had a shed. We had a shed that, I don't know if you call it a shed in the States. It's, you know, where you put stuff in, down the bottom of your garden, where you put like...
Right.
Yeah, so we had one of them, and we had a vinyl player in there. He had a vinyl player that he let my brothers use. And yeah, I used to play Off the Wall all the time, man. It's just my favorite. So that's how I got into Michael, listening to Off the Wall. And then, and obviously Thriller, amazing album, and then Bad. And then after that, you know, they're still great. I mean, I love stuff after that, but they're my... Off the Wall is my favorite, Thriller, and then Bad, and they're the albums I consistently listen to. Even today, I still listen to them. So you know, they're my favorite.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I worked with Janet. Michael was on my. I was going for Michael, but you know, unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to get with him before, you know, he went home. You know, I really, but yeah, Michael is that. Something about Michael that I haven't seen anybody like that yet. And I know there's a lot of great talent out there, but there was something about him that's really special, right? And he was definitely the king of pop, no question about it. So how did you figure out? I mean, who said to you, dude, you got a voice? So how did you discover? Like, when did that happen? Like, oh, I can sing. Because, man, you know, I'm 63 years old, and I still can't sing.
You need to play the drums, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can play the drums, man. That's definitely my thing. So your thing is singing. And do you do anything else with singing? But answer the first question first. Do you? How did you figure out, like, I can really do this and I can hold this down?
So when I was in school, when I chose to do music as part of my course, one of the bits in the curriculum, so I had to do a composition. So I wrote a song. First time I'd ever written a song, but that was when I can hear it. I'm hearing, you know what I mean? And I started to play around on the keys and use the computer and program stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, I can do this. I'm pretty good at this. It was the first time I'd ever done it. And my teacher at the time, shout out to Mr. Hobbs if he's listening, but he didn't really like me because I was a little bit, I wouldn't say I was naughty in school, but I was troublesome. I was troublesome in school. Yeah, there you go. I was busy. And he didn't really have much time for me when I was in school. But then I wrote this song and I sang it in the studio we had in the school. And then he changed, man. He said, yo, Lucas, you need to do this. You need to do this properly. And I said, really? Because he didn't even speak to me, man. He didn't want to teach me. But after that, he really pushed me and he said, you know, you need to do this. And then that's when I went to college.
Wow.
When I was in school, around about 15, 16 years old.
Let's get a teacher a hand because I had one of my teachers do the same thing for me. So, yes, amen to you guys. Thank you so much. Go ahead and finish your story. I love the teacher for that because it seems like he stepped out of his comfort zone and said to you, hey, this guy, you recognize you had something, and he took the responsibility and went to you and said, listen, you got something. You need to take it seriously. I got to take my hand. Yeah, I'm proud of him for doing that.
Thank you, Ms. Holmes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. So, go ahead. You're about to go someplace else. I don't know if I messed you up there.
No. That was it. Yeah, so... From when he said that, I went to college, and then it really started to take shape. You know, I got really into my production, my songwriting, my singing, and so I guess he gave me that catalyst to say, you know what, you can do this. I think it helped, like I said, even more because he didn't have any time for me. So when he said that, I put his arm around me and said, you know what, you need to do this. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I've got something here.
Oh, there you go. Now let me just ask you this. Now, that first song that you ever wrote, did you ever do anything with it?
No, because it was, do you know what? I probably could if I re-looked at it and, you know, restructured
it.
I probably could, but I never did. No, it just kind of stayed as my GCSE. I don't know what you guys call it. My GCSE, and I got good grades in music as well. You know, I got A's and B's in music, so I did really well.
Okay.
But yeah, I probably could revisit it and maybe do something with it. That would be fun.
Okay, so let me just go. So crossing over into the from going from being a rookie, you know, and being someone that's like inspired now to be a professional singer. How did you make that transition from, you know, being this guy going to clubs or whatever you were doing and singing? Yeah. How did that transition happen for you from being the rookie to being a pro?
Okay, so I started, obviously, when I was in college, I started writing songs and recording them, you know, demo format. And a good friend of mine, his older brother, was into getting into A&R. So he was working for a few labels and stuff. And he heard my demo and he entered me into a competition. It was called Urban Music Awards. And he entered me into the Best Unsigned Act competition. And I ended up getting through. It was 3,000 applicants and I got through the final 15. And then he told me and said, you got through, you know, we're going to perform. You need to perform at this venue. It's a venue in London, Tottenham Court Road in London. And he said, yeah, you need to perform that song. It was a song called You Know Me. And I was like, oh my God. Because I performed to my college class before. That was about it. I hadn't performed to an audience. So I was like, wow, okay. It's serious. So I did that and it went really well. I went up on stage. I was obviously terrified, but I threw it and I you know, had a stage presence, and I you know, I worked with the crowd, and I felt something was good, and I was like, you know, I can do this. And then I ended up getting through that final 15 to the last three, and then we performed at this a place called the Barbican in London, and it was huge. It's like a theatre, so it was packed. I don't even know how many people were there, but it was about 500 people in the audience, and I performed. The final three of us performed, and it was an audience vote, and I won, man. And I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. And Omar, UK soul singer, he was performing. He was one of the special guests there. He heard my performance, and he approached me backstage and said, I want you to come and support me. I'm doing the Jazz Cafe, which is a prestigious venue in the UK, and it's in a place called Camden in London, the Jazz Cafe. And I supported him for 2 weeks at the Jazz Cafe, and that was, again, thrust into this limelight, and I was like, you know what? I held my own, and I was like, that was the start. I think that was the start from rookie. Yeah, from the rookie to the, you know, what did you say, from rookie to the what?
Professional.
To the, yeah, there you go.
Wow. Hey, listen, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I just want to say something to you. I think is important for me as a Christian. I want to say that, you know, I don't know if you're a Christian or not, but I want to say that what I'm listening to, that it was your destiny. You were born to be exactly where you were. And let me just tell you why I said that. Because if you look at all of the, you just gave me three things, that three different things that caused you to be where you are. Your dad, with the shed, Michael Jackson, you're hearing it and you're loving it. Then you go to school and you're doing your thing. Your teacher, who stepped out of his comfort zone, who wasn't paying you attention at all, but he had to do what he did because it was your destiny. It was your destiny for him to make sure that you go on the right track. And that made you go, whoa, he's talking to me like that. It must be something good going on here. And then you say your friend was the A&R director. Who has a friend that's an A&R director? I don't even know. I mean, we get that after we get in the music industry, we'll get a friend. But you have, so I'm just saying, you know how they have like a bowling alley and they have these bumpers on the side for the kids so it don't go in the gutter. If you have bumpers, you have human bumpers to make sure.
Telling me, you go this way.
Exactly. Send you on your way because you needed to be where you are. And so, man, oh, man, wow, what a story, man. I love your story. Thank you for sharing that. And so, anyway.
When you put it like that, it sounds amazing to me. When you say it back to me, it's like, oh, that's cool, man.
that's great, man. So but listen, so I want the other people, I want the listeners to hear exactly why I'm so excited about, you know, what you do and stuff. And so tell us a little bit about the song About Time.
Okay, yes. About Time. This was released earlier this year in March. And going back to the, you know, obviously talking about Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, I love that disco, that late 70s disco sound, and I wanted to do something like that. So, you know, I brought it up to date, give it that new flavor. We had some live horns, we had live bass, live guitar, and it kind of fit because this song, I mean, 2019 I released my first one, and What Turns You On, but this song, this has made a lot of moves. It's got a lot of airplay over here, it just seems to have made a lot of moves, and it's coincidental because it's called About Time. It was, and you could say it was about time I got a playlist on BBC, or it was about time. So kind of fits with the title, and like I said, I just love that old 70s disco funk, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna do a track like that. And it just so happened that it's been picked up on the radar, and it's just, you know, fantastic for me to hear people speaking so kindly and so fondly about the track. So yourself, you know what I mean? It's positive.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, so I want all my friends over here in the United States, y'all got to listen to this brother. He's got it going on. And so let's take a listen to a vault from our brother Lucas Cito on Solar Records Radio. We'll be right back. Great song, man. I'm impressed with your writing, dude. Ooh. So, Anyway, let me get to the question from overseas. What they were asking about his work with Michelle Lawson, I think that says.
Yeah.
And another lady, Shala.
Shayla Prosper, yeah, yes.
Shayla, okay. So why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, yeah, so I've got to give a shout out to Shayla. She's a UK soul singer. I was working, so What Turns You On, the first single I released, I wrote that with a guy called Michael Daly, and he was working with Shayla. He'd been producing for Shayla for many years. He wanted me to write a song with him and Shayla for her upcoming album. So I said, yeah, sure. And obviously I'm blessed. I've got my own studio over here. So I said, yeah, let's get in there and write something. So we wrote a song called Plus One for Shayla. And while we were doing that, she obviously was listening to some of my tunes and she heard What Turns You On. And she said, you need to put that out, because to be honest, we weren't even thinking about putting that one out back then, back in 2019. This is 2018, the end of 2018. And she said, no, you need to put that out. That's a banging song. So we was like, you know what, let's do it. And then I've got to give her a shout out, because we did. And it's just been an upward trajectory since then. I mean, it's been fantastic what's been going on with my my career after putting that song out. So yeah, I've got to give Shayla a shout out, man, for saying
Shayla. Shout out to Shayla.
Yeah, because she said, because we weren't, like I said, we weren't putting it out, but we did, because she said, you need to do it, we've done it. And then the rest of the history, man, we've just been making music since then and putting stuff out, and it's fantastic. Did another thing with Shayla recently. She released a track called Rhythm, which me, Daly and Shayla wrote together as well. So that's a good tune as well, man. But and Michelle, again, working with my guy Mike Daly, we wrote and produced a song for Michelle Lawson, which is called Looking for Love. Same sort of time, 2019, early 2019, which did really well on the soul scene. So yeah, it's always nice to write for other people and get some shout outs for it. So yeah, that was.
Yeah. All right. That's great. Awesome. So listen, so the other question is about you being a solo artist. So I'm going to frame it this way, because I'm going to interject myself in this question. I've been an artist as well in a band, though.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And so, and being in a band, you know, it's I happen to be, you know, like now I've moved from, you know, just being a drummer of Dynasty, so now I'm more up in the front, you know, setting up things and you know, doing recordings and organizing a lot of stuff for Dynasty right now. And so, and that's a lot for, you know, for me. Now, but you are a solo artist. You're by yourself, and you find time to do interviews like this and stuff. I'm just thinking, so the question is, being a solo artist, is it overwhelming for you, or is it a blessing? I mean, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's a blessing, man. I love every minute of it. I love talking to people like yourself. I mean, you know, for what you've done with Shalimar, and like you said, with Dynasty now, it's lovely to speak to someone of your experience in the music game, and I thrive off that. So I love doing interviews. I love to chat. Do you know what I mean? I love to talk about music. What have been better things to talk about? Music is just what we all love, and I feel humbled and privileged to be able to do what I love. So, yeah, I mean, I love being a solo artist, but I love working with people as well. Yes, when you're a solo artist, it's all about you. You're at the front, and it's, you know, you're doing your thing. But, it's a blessing, man. I can only describe it as a blessing.
Okay, because you have a hat that you have to constantly, you know, so you have to put this hat on, you have to put your writer's hat on, your producer's hat on, your A&R hat on, your business hat on, you know, and then you have to put on just the, you know, hey, I'm just Lucas the guy down the street that, you know, who cares about you as a person. It's not about my stardom. It's not about me being all that. I'm just me. And so all those hats, you know, I'm just saying, it can be overwhelming. But, you know, I'm so happy because you're young and you're growing right in it and you feel really good about it. And it's not overwhelming. You do take it as a blessing. So that's the perfect answer for me. And thank you so much. I really, really appreciate that. I have a couple more questions for you. And then I want to ask you to help us to support your career. Let me see if I can get to it. How do we meet and work with how did you meet and work with Laura J. Bailey, Ocean Manager?
Oh, Laura J. Wow. So I was working with a guy called Jeff Culver. He had a studio over here in the UK. He's a producer engineer. And I recorded some stuff at his studios, and Laura J. was a friend of his, friend of a friend or something like that. Anyway, he was on the studio that I'd done some work in some business with the guy who owns it. And he saw my demo, my EP. I had done an EP there and he saw it. He said, "Who's that?" And then obviously Jeff said, "Oh, that's Lucas." So he said, let me hear that. Anyway, played it and he said, I want to meet this guy. So phone call, Laurie J, Billy Ocean's former manager, wants to meet you. So I was like, wow, okay, let's go and meet him. And he was amazing. I mean, this guy was so inspirational to me. When I met him, this is 2017. I met him, he was 75 years old. He'd been there, done that. The stories,
wow.
The stories he told me were just, you know, phenomenal. So he wanted to manage me. And yeah, sure, man. You know, let's do this. So we was working closely together, and it was fantastic. That year, 2017 to 2018, was just amazing working with him because of the contacts he had, the people he knew,
right.
the doors he could open.
Right.
It was phenomenal. It was a fantastic time. But unfortunately, I'd only known him a year, and he passed away. Three days after my birthday, which is on March the 1st, and a day after his, which was on March the 3rd, he passed away.
Mm.
And it was devastating. It was like, I nearly gave up music. I just said, oh, I've had enough. That only lasted 48 hours, but I can't give up music. It's in my blood. I can't do it. But I was devastated that, just almost said, you know, I've had enough. But he was a massive inspiration to me. And it was just by chance that I met him through a friend and a contact at a studio I'd worked at before. So, but yeah, what a year that was working with him. And then my current manager, Randy, we met through the producer, Mike Davis, I knew. And then Laurie wanted Randy to help him out with the management side, running the day-to-day stuff. Because obviously he was 75 years old, you know, he didn't want to be doing a lot of the running around. So that's how I met my current manager, through Laurie and that whole setup we had. So it's kind of followed on, you know, Laurie passing away, but we've, you know, followed on. And What Turns You On was written 2 weeks after he passed away. So, you know, it kind of, that motion was set. With him passing away, it was heartbreaking, but we went in the studio, wrote that song, and then that's what catapulted my career, really, like 6 months after that, after he passed away. So, but like you said before, with the school and then my friend and then the whole story, kind of my journey is quite interesting when you relay it back on how I've got to this point now. Yeah, Laurie.
Are you still
Hello.
There?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's awesome, man. And I see that someone said he was a drummer. Manager.
Played with the Beatles as well, Laurie did. Yeah, he was...
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he played with the Beatles. So, yeah, amazing. Listen, I could be all night telling you. Some of the stories he told me, man, like, I could be all night telling you.
Wow.
That's for another time.
Yeah, okay, man. Well, this is awesome, man. Hey, man, much love to you, man. You are such a gentleman, and we appreciate you here at Solar Records Radio. I just want you to tell the listeners, like, how they can support your career, how we can follow you and see what you're doing, you know. Do you have, like, a website or anything we can follow you?
Yeah, I do. So my website is www.lucasseta.com, simple as that. check me out on my website. Everything's there. So any, I know you guys obviously in the US, I haven't got any gigs there yet, but we're planning to. But yeah, you can see any gigs I'm doing, any events that I'm doing. You can, all my social media is connected to my website. So my Instagram page, my Facebook page, my Twitter page, my TikTok, all of them, they're all on my website. So that's www.lucasseto.com. Come check me out. And come and listen to my music on Spotify, man. Just find me, Lucasseto, L-U-K-A-S-S-E-T-T-O. Come and find me on Spotify. And, yeah, support me by, you know, just listening to my tunes, man. That's all I can ask for.
Oh, absolutely, man. This, so, listen, so do you plan, you want to come here to the U.S. and do some gigs and stuff?
Well, no, listen, I've always wanted to come to the U.S. because I grew up on U.S. music. It's my favorite stuff, you know, and the kind of stuff, Marvin, Stevie, you know, all of that stuff is my, it's in me. That music is my inspiration. So I've always wanted to come to America, but my mom and dad, there was four of us. So there was me, my two brothers and my sister, mom and dad. It was expensive to get over to
yeah,
we used to every year, mom, dad, can we go? Can we go to Disneyland and Disney World? We can never get there. So as a singer, I need to get over there. So it's a bit easier to travel with all this COVID situation. I will be there and I will come and check you all. We'll hang out for a bit.
Oh.
But yeah, it's my destination, man. It's where I need to be. So for sure.
Okay, so I'm gonna hook you up with a record promoter over here. Okay.
Yeah, man.
So I'm gonna make that happen because they're trying to get Dynasty and Shalamar to do a gig, and I'm gonna mention you.
Fantastic.
You said, bring the Lucas over. Get Lucas over here. He'll turn all of us out. Yeah. So that'll be fun. Okay. All right. So right now, I just want to say thank you again. And before we leave, I want you to just tell us about this. You actually told us a little bit about it, and I don't know what. Oh, here it is right here. So it's called your friend that you gave a shout out to. What turned you on, right?
Yeah. So
this is the remix of it.
Remix.
Tell us about it.
So yeah, obviously, What Turned You On was the shout out to Shayla. Yeah, the first track. Released in 2019, January 2019, and yeah, that kind of put me on this path that I'm on now, and it's been amazing for me. So we revisited the song because we got this remix from a guy, Italian guy, DJ producer called Dario Caminita. He's fantastic producer, and he did this remix, and when we heard it, it was like, oh my god, this is amazing. So we thought, let's put it out. Let's re-release it. You know, obviously it's a remix. Let's put it out. So yeah, this is the latest single. It was released last Friday. And yeah, I mean, if you don't want to get up and dance to this, then I don't know, man. Nothing will get you up. If this don't get you up, nothing will. So yeah, it's a completely different spin on the song. So yeah, check it out, man. It's my latest single, What Turns You On, Dario Caminita remix.
All right, cool beans, man, and much love to you, man, and thank you for being a part of Soul Out Records Radio.
Thank you,
sir. Love you and appreciate you. All right, man.
Thank you, Lucas.
All right, Lucas. Take care, man.
Cheers, man.
Guys, here we go. All right, take care. Bye bye.
You wanna know how it feels? Oh, don't you, baby? Then that love is real. What stop you crazy? This here is not real. I think I'm gonna sing this all the way down. So tell me, how does it feel? Now we found this connection. Watching you feel so good. Don't want to get off this merry-go-round. Oh yeah.
Can y'all skate? Can anybody in here skate? Can anybody listen skate? Do you remember roller skating? I'm talking with the four wheels, not the blade, not the roller blade. Roller skate. See, that's a big difference. Skate as opposed to blade. And so we used to have so much fun roller skating. I remember twirling around and going backwards and running into the girls on purpose, you know, trying to get their attention. Oh, it was fun being young. Now, you know, I can't. I run into somebody, man. I might have to sit down for a second to make sure I'm okay. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I'm not that old. I'm not as old as Greg. But anyway, guys, I just want to thank y'all so much for tuning in today. Thank Lucas again. What a gentleman. What a beautiful spirit and a very talented brother. And we've just been texting after the interview and stuff. And so I definitely want to hook him up with a couple of promoters over here in the States since he wants to come. And so, you know, we would love him over here. He's awesome. But my partner, Greg, said, hey, it might be nice to have him on the show over there, too. So, man, oh, man. Oh, look who just slipped into the room after all this time. What's up, man? You just missed a great interview. But that brother was really, really good. And it was the perfect timing, actually, because we get ready to let us break it down. It is time.
Oh, wow.
Down. I guess you're here for the love zone, huh? You just wanted to come in for the love
zone. I'm not here for the love zone. Oh, man. You know, I'm just glad. I'm just glad you got a chance to hear a little bit of Lucas's interview, man. It was great, and he makes great music.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's awesome, man, and so proud of him. He writes and he's writing and producing all this stuff himself, you know. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's talented. He's got it going on, man. So I see nothing but a bright future for that brother. And man, nice, nice. So anyway,
right.
So you good? You good for the weekend is here, John. I want you to go out and have a great time. It's beautiful over here, but on the East Coast, man, the hurricane is getting ready to run into New York like a freight train. It's going. There goes the squeaky chair. I thought you said you guys were WD-40.
I don't hear no squeaky chair, man. What are you talking about?
I just heard it right there. I know I heard what I heard.
You heard no
but
such
anyway,
thing.
Okay, squeaky stand then. But anyway, whatever it is, it's squeaky. But I want to tell you, the hurricane, and so we need to pray for those people in New York because they're not used to hurricanes coming into New York.
And not so up there, no. It's very rare.
It's about to hit and do a little twist up in there. So, man, we can pray that those people are safe and, that they do have this new thing that they built to help with the storm. I forgot what they call it, but it helps with the storm surge and it keeps the water away from the land as much as possible, you know, to try to deter it. So, because it will just totally, you know, tear up the beaches and, you know, there's a lot of homes. I used to live on the beach, so we don't want that to happen, you know, because it's just, you know, you step outside and there's no ground. Like, whoa, what the heck? So, yeah, we just pray for those people over there, on the East Coast, right here and now. But anyway, anything else on your mind, my brother? On your heart?
No, man, I just wanted to give you a call and, you know, that was a great interview. And I wish I was able to feel a little under the weather this morning. You know, I had a headache or whatever and had a little bug, you know, a little 24-hour bug. So I'm starting to get a little better, but I wanted to call in and check in with you, man. And I enjoy the show. I love getting the chance to hear these type of interviews, and I mean just the way you interview the people, man, it's just you're good at what you do, man. You're good at what you do. So I really enjoyed it.
Wow. Man, do I gotta take you out to eat or something? What I owe you for that? That's so sweet.
Yeah, man.
You know, y'all know he likes to eat. Good gracious. Anyway, man.
I like food. I do like food. But you know what? I couldn't really eat this morning, and my wife was like, she was like,
you don't want to eat?
You must be sick. So I'm doing okay, though.
Okay, cool. Thank God. Thank God. All right, man, make sure you take some emergency, please. That helps to build up your
immune
system.
I do. Orange juice and emergency. Yep.
There you go. That's my brother. All right, man. Well, continue to rest, man. And just because you feel better don't mean you're better. You just need to continue to rest until you for sure you're good, so that you don't have a relapse. Because the relapse could be worse than the actual, the first goal. So take care of yourself, man, and know that we love you over here. And so we'll see you on maybe Monday night. If not, we'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Like I said, to all the listeners out there, thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for supporting the show, and just continued success. Hopefully we can get some more good interviews, man, like this one, like the one with Lucas Seto. So, yeah, man, let's keep it going.
All right. Well, we're going to do that. And thank you guys so much for being a part. We'll be back. John Fleming, Wardell Fox. I'm out. Okay, John.
All right.
Talk to you then. All right, baby.
All right.
What you doing? What you doing? Where you at? Where you at? Oh, you got plans. You got plans. Don't say that. Shut your trap. I'm sipping wine. In a robe. I look too good. Look too good to be alone. My house clean. House clean. My pool warm. Pool warm. Just shake. Smooth like a newborn. We should be dancing.
my woman. She's been going through a lot of changes for about 6 months or so. It's been real hard to talk to one another. You know, a relationship ain't nothing without communication. While we were laying in bed, the both of us looking at the ceiling overhead, eyes wide open about 3 o'clock in the morning, I said, baby, we can't go on this way. She said, you're right. I said, I know you love me, and I love you. Then we started holding each other. I felt a tear roll down my face.
Last night, me and my woman, we cried together. Said we nothing wrong with me. We're not the only people in the world who go through ups and downs. All we have to do is talk, we can work it out. Oh, let me kiss your eyes and be white to keep the way. Hold you tight. Tomorrow we'll feel better, cause it's a brand new day. Oh, last night, me and my woman, we cried together. Said we party. Every day the sun doesn't shine, sometimes it has to rain. Just like we enjoy the pleasure, we have to stand the pain. Oh, let me kiss your eyes, let me wipe the tears away. Oh, let me hold you close, let's talk to each other. I wanna hear what you gotta say. Oh, last night, sweet last night, me and my woman, we cried together. Said we. Never made love before.
You know we start hugging each other and kiss,
cry,
and I wipe the tears from my face, and now we love all over the place.
Together.
We're not the only people in the world who go through ups and downs.
That is an amazing, amazing, beautiful song, and I felt like I was about to play another song by Lakeside, but I just wanted to. I didn't realize that we only have 12 minutes left in the show, so I just wanted to make sure I said thank you to everyone that makes this show happen, Greg and Astrid. Thank you guys so much, and we're going to pray for Don Fleming that he feels better, you know, I want to pray for the members of my church that are suffering in the hospital from COVID, and then we lost one member. I'm not sure what it was from, but just praying for their families. And so anyway, I love you guys, and I thank you again. Thanks again to Lucas. What an amazing artist he is. So, Lucas, yes, thank you, and God bless you, man. And we wish you the best career, and, you know, and be so humble and so kind and so talented. And so proud of you, man. Very proud of you. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you here at Soul Light Records Radio again. You know, always, this is a place you could always come by. Okay, make it your home. And for anyone else, we want to thank you guys for everyone else is what I meant to say. For everyone else, we want to thank you for tuning in today. We'll be tomorrow. I'll be doing the praise and worship show. That's at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to come hang out with me, it's just, you know, just do it for, I'm just on for an hour and just really just praying and sharing what I hear from my pastor and sharing it with you guys. Okay, so God bless you and take care of yourselves and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And we'll see you again soon. God bless.
if only for one night. Let me keep you near to ease away the fear. It would be so nice if only for one night.
Nah.